come on and let it ride. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it ride. Let the Spirit come on and ride. Let the Spirit come on and ride. Let the freedom up, yeah, rise among us. Let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it ride. Let it ride. Let the glory rise among us. Let the glory rise among us. Let the joy rise among us. Let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it ride. Yeah, let it ride. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Let the Spirit rise among. Let the Spirit rise. Let the freedom of the rise among us. Let it, oh, let it rise. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, come on. Oh, Lord, let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Oh, oh, come on. Yeah, let it rise. The Bible has a message that is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It has a message worth hearing. It has a message worth believing. It has a message worth understanding. And it has a message worth believing or obeying. Amen. And so everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord, because he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. If you have your personal copy this morning of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to two particular sites. Good to see Sister Danielle today. Romans chapter 6 is the first place, verses 1 through 4. And the second place is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for a fine job, excellent job in leading the hymn today. I tell you, he was fired up this morning. I want to thank Brother Jesse Davidson for an excellent reading of the scripture. I want to thank Brother Ben for a powerful prayer. And Brandon, we continue to thank you, brother, for using your skills in the kingdom of God and calling us to attentiveness. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 beginning. You have that, say amen. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we should also walk in newness of life. Now, I'd like to go now to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Want to read verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Want to read verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You have that, say amen. Have that, say amen. For now you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now, using that combined reading today, I want to share the message: when the Lord gives you a raise, when the Lord gives you a raise. Now, the word raise has many definitions. The word raise can be used as a transitive verb, and there were some 17 entries in the dictionary giving different definitions of the word raise. And then the word raise can be used as a noun. Well, when we talk about raise as a verb, we sometimes talk about the fact that I raise my children. Can you say amen to that? Then sometimes you talk about the fact that you raise vegetables. I raise cucumbers, tomatoes. And you talk about raise in that sense. You sometimes talk about raise in the sense that you breed it, a certain kind and type of animals, as a transitive verb. And then sometimes you talk about raise in that you raise someone or something from a lower position to a higher position. And then the word raise is used as a noun. Sometimes we talk about raising one's rate of pay. You go on your job and they call you in the office and tell you you're getting a raise. You wouldn't be mad at them, would you? If they told you you were getting a raise. Or we talk about sometime raise, and we raise some people from one level to another level. Now, of course, raise can be used both positively and negatively. Sometimes we don't like the word raise when it's used negatively. I don't like for them to raise the ticket prices. I don't like for them to raise the prices of the gasoline. I don't like for them to raise the sewer rates. I wish I had some help here. Amen. I don't like for them to charge me more at the grocery store, raising the price of groceries. That's a raise I don't like. I don't like when they raise my taxes. Hello, y'all. That's the kind of raise I don't like. But then there are some raises I do like. When they say, I'm going to raise your salary, I said, God bless you. And may he bless you real good. Is that all right? Or when someone raises from a position where you go up higher in your positioning, that's the kind of raise that we do like. We like the raise when we say, I'm moving from one level to the next level. We said, I'm moving to the next level. We like that kind of raise. Well, I want to tell you this morning, God has given all of us a raise who are his children. God has raised us up from spiritual death and ruin through the death and the sacrifice of his only begotten son. And I really can appreciate that raise. He's raised me up out of eternal death and eternal condemnation. And I personally can appreciate that raise. And then God has given me a pay raise. in that he has given unto me the unsearchable riches of Christ. And I want to let you know, in case you didn't know it, you are spiritually rich. I think I better say that again. I don't think y'all heard that. I said that you are spiritually rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Now you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Well, what do you do when you get a raise? You ought to be able to do better. When you get a raise, you can afford things that you heretofore could not afford. Can anybody here appreciate a raise this morning? Would you be mad if somebody said, we're going to give you a raise? Amen. Well, God has given us a raise. Well, what do you do when the Lord has given you a raise? That's what I want to talk about in this message today. Because you've been given. Now, if you've been given a raise, why are you living like you haven't been given one? Hello? If you've been given a raise, why are you still living on the spiritual cheat? Oh, I wish I had some help here. So I want you to see two things in this message this morning. I want you to see, number one, God has raised us up out of spiritual death. And point number two is God has raised us by giving us the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now I want to take you back to Romans chapter 6, church. Romans chapter 6. And sometime you have to raise questions. You raise questions, don't you? In order to get some understanding. And this particular text say, I want you to look particularly at verses 1 through 4. Because this text lets us know that God has raised us up. And the question is posed by the gifted apostle and preacher, that globe-trotting preacher Paul said, what shall we say then? And a lot of times to deal with issues, you raise questions. Sometimes you raise the objections of the objectors. And he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? In other words, since you've been given a raise, how you gonna live? Is that all right? If you got a raise, you could drive a different kind of car, can't you? Hello? If you get a raise, you can move in a certain neighborhood, can't you? So if you've been given a raise, then your standard of living has raised. Y'all know what that means? Y'all know what that means? Let me ask one more time. Y'all know what that means? That means raising the roof, don't it? Oh, y'all gonna be sophisticated this morning, huh? Didn't want to say it. You knew what that meant. You been at a game doing this here. You been at a game doing the wave too. And at a game doing the Macarena when it was in. I wish I had some help here. Is that right? Well, when God has given you a raise, the question is, how are you going to live? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? God has raised me up out of sin. God didn't save me in sin. God saved me from sin. God didn't save me to sin. God saved me from sin. But so since I've been given a raise, how am I going to live? Shall we continue? Now that you've been saved, sanctified, and justified, and one day you're going to be glorified, how are you going to live? Shall we continue in sin that grace may about it. Is it your thinking that I need to commit some sin where I can get some grace? How many of you drive a car, got a spare tire? Well, you really don't have a spare tire. You got that donut. They don't give you a spare tire now unless you ask for it. Did y'all hear what I said? Sometimes you have not because you ask not. Is that all right? But how many of you, if you have four good tires, you go down every alley where glass and nails are in order just to see if your spare tire will work? That's not sound thinking, is it? Is that right? You've been given a raise. How are you going to live? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall I continue to do all the stuff I used to do before I met Jesus? I've been given a raise. And then he answers the question, verse 2. And the answer is absolutely not. God forbid. How shall we? Now notice this. How shall we that are what? You see, if you're not saved, you're dead in sin. If you are saved, you're dead from sin or dead to sin. Is that all right? And I'm dead to sin because God has given me a raise. Is that all right? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead? If you're dead to something, you can't participate. How shall we live since I've been given a raise, since I've been raised out of spiritual death and ruin and condemnation? How shall I live? How am I going to live? That's a practical question. Because all of us got a lifestyle. All of us have to decide, how am I going to live? I've been given a raise. So how am I going to? God has raised me up out of spiritual death. And I'm on my way to see the King. I'm on my way to heaven. Is that all right? If you're a Christian, you're on your way to heaven, aren't you? Aren't you going to live in heaven one day? So how am I going to live while on this world? Instead of grace encouraging me to sin, here's what grace said. Listen to Titus 2:11 as well. Now the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Watch this. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live how? Soberly, godly, and righteously. Where? In this present world. Why, Brother Maul? Because you've been given a raise. Now watch this. Watch this. Then he said, now let's go back. Look at verse 3. Let's do a little New Testament theology on baptism. Can we do that? Can we teach on baptism today? Anybody been baptized in the house? Can we teach? Do you understand the significance of your baptism? Do you remember when you were baptized? Can you remember the day? Can you remember the year? Can you remember the hour? Can you remember the minute? I didn't hear nothing. But you remember the moment, don't you? Look at verse 3. Know you not, or don't you know that so many of us as were, watch this, baptized where? Into Jesus Christ. We're baptized where? Into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism. How did we get into Christ? Let's do a little New Testament teaching on this. How does one get a raise? You've got to be united with Christ. You've got to be in Christ. How does one get into Christ? And the answer is, we get into Christ through baptism. Water baptism. We don't teach water salvation, but we teach water baptism as the instrument through which we unite with Christ. Is that right? Look at this text. Know you not that so many of us, or don't you know, don't you understand that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into the remission of sin, were baptized into the body of Christ. Let's just see if that's not true. Listen to what some people say. You can pray your way in. Some people say, but what does the Bible say? Listen to Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Mark 16, 15, 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Listen to Acts 2:38. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Acts 8:36-39. Brother Hillary, let's do that quickly. Acts 8:36. How do we get into Christ? We get into Christ through baptism. We are baptized into Jesus Christ. We are baptized into his death. And by that process, God gives me a raise. Is that all right? Read it, brother. What does it say?
And as they went on their way.
And this is the Ethiopian eunuch. He was reading his Bible, Eddie. But Eddie, he was reading and he didn't understand what he was reading. So God sent a preacher to help him to understand what he was reading. And he taught him Jesus Christ. And as they traveled in the chariot, Eddie, they came to some water. And he asked the question. What did he ask?
They came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said.
What did the eunuch say?
See, here is water.
See, here's some water. You see, it's some water right here, y'all. Can y'all see it? It's some water back there. Well, you know there's some right here, don't you? But he said, see, here is water. Read it.
What doth hinder me?
What doth hinder me?
To be baptized.
To be baptized. A lot of people are hindered from baptism because people tell them they don't have to be. Hello? But this man is asking, what's preventing me from being baptized? Read it.
And Philip said, if thou believest,
if you believe
with all thine heart, thou mayest.
If you are a penitent believer, then you can be baptized into Jesus Christ. If you are a penitent believer, you can be baptized into his death. If you are a penitent believer, that means that you are dead from sin. You were dead in sin. Now because you've been baptized, you are dead to sin. So the question is, now that you've been given a raise, how are you going to live? You gonna live the same way you've been living? You've been given a raise. Read it, Brother Hillary.
And he answered and said.
I believe that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God. Let me tell you something. Everybody don't believe that. But I believe it. I believe it with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Is that right? And that's why I went down in the water. Because I believe that Jesus Christ, and I wanted to be baptized into his death. I wanted my sins forgiven. Is that all right? Read, Brother Hillary.
And he commanded the chariot
to stand still.
And they went down both.
And they went down into the water.
Both Philip and the eunuch. And he was baptized.
And he baptized them. Anybody been baptized in here today? Your baptism means something. Is that all right? There was a man in the New Testament been praying for 3 days and 3 nights, and the preacher told him to get up. Acts 22:16. He told Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:13 said, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 and 27 say, now we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. I need Colossians 2:12, Brother Hillary. And then 1 Peter 3:21. Colossians 2:12.
Buried with him in baptism.
Buried with him. That's the same language of Romans chapter 6. Same language. The Bible is speaking. We all let it speak, aren't we? Buried with him how?
In baptism.
In baptism. Come on.
Wherein also ye are risen with him.
You are risen with him.
Through the faith of the operation.
Through the faith of the operation of God.
Who hath raised him from
the
dead.
Who has raised Christ from the dead. Come on.
And you?
Okay, now run over to 1 Peter 3:21. 1 Peter 3:21. What does that say?
The like figure whereunto.
The like figure.
Whereunto?
Whereunto?
Even baptism.
Baptism.
Doth also now save
doth
us.
Doth now also do what?
Save us.
Save us.
Not the putting away of the
filth. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh.
But the answer of a
when
good
when we
conscience.
Baptize folks, we don't say hand me the dial. It's not a physical bath, but it is the answer of a good conscience toward God. So if you've been baptized, let's look at Romans 6 again, church. Let's look at it again. Romans chapter 6. He said, for as many of you as have been what? Baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death. There's no such thing in the New Testament as an unbaptized Christian. Hello, y'all. But yet you got preachers telling people to pray their way in. I must tell you, God is not in the dry cleaning business. Is that all right? You've been baptized into his death. Look at verse 4. Therefore, we are buried. Baptism is not sprinkling. It is not pouring. Baptism is immersion. We're baptized into him. We are buried with him. Look at it. With baptism into his death. Now watch this. Watch this. Now this is the powerful part. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in your life if you've been baptized. I said the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in your life if you've been baptized. The same power that raised Jesus up raises you up like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Watch this. Even so. You've been baptized? How you going to live? How you going to live since you've been baptized? You still going to cuss folks out? And cuss like you used to cuss? You still going to lie and cheat and gossip and backbite and get drunk and run around? Hello, lights. You've been given a raise. God raised you up out of death. Even so, you should walk in newness. God giving me a new life. Can you say amen to that? Lord has given me a new life. He's given me a raise. I'm free now, Sister Johnson. And I can walk in newness. I've been given a raise. I was making $30,000, now I'm making $200,000. Now that's just a joke, y'all. That ain't real. Bruh Moss making, Bruh Moss ain't making that. Ain't close to it. Hello? Bruh Moss said he was making $200,000. Let the tape show, Brother Rutledge. Let the CD show. That's just an illustration. Hello? But if I'm making 200K, I can live a whole lot different than I am living. Can y'all say amen to that? If you were making 200K, if you were making that Damian Hillary type money, that's my friend. I ain't going to do that to my friend. Right, Hillary? That's one of these days, right? one of these days. Right. Amen. I know we got some upcoming multimillionaires in this church. All right. That right, Ron? Amen. What Taiwan at? He in here? Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling him out today. And what Como at? I'm calling him out too. Amen. Y'all hear me back there? Come on in here. Let me talk about you to your face. Is that all right? Then since I've been given a raise, I can live. Since God has raised me up out of spiritual death. Here's the final point. This lesson going to be yours. Turn your Bible now to 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Brother Herbert, let's read that.
For you know the grace of our Lord.
Know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Though he was rich. Yet for your sakes,
he became
poor.
Lord have mercy. He took off his divinity, put on my humanity to make me rich. He came from heaven's adoration to earth's agony. Lord have mercy to make me rich. He came from heaven's coronation to earth's crucifixion to make me rich. He came from heaven's commendation to earth's condemnation. Lord, have mercy to make me rich. He was rich in the exercise of all power in heaven and in earth. He was rich in the myriad of constellation beyond the searching gaze of the most penetrating telescope. He was rich in the surging tides of the ocean. He was rich in the heavenly host that sat around his throne saying, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of his glory. And he was rich in grace. He was rich in mercy because mercy signed a peace treaty at the cross. And he took my poverty. And now he's giving me a raise. I'm spiritually rich. I can live the abundant life now, Danielle. I don't have to live a negative, defeated life. I don't have to live like a slave because I'm free in Christ. And I'm rich. Oh yes, I can come just as I am. But I can't stay just as I am. Is that all right? And God gave me a raise to tell me I'm going to make you better. He gave me a raise to tell me I'm going to make you stronger. He gave me a raise to tell me I'm going to make you wiser. He gave me a raise to tell me I'm going to take your life to another level. Because I've given you a raise. You don't have to live like you used to live. Now, Brother Wynn, you can have the 9 Christian graces and the 8 Christian graces, the 9 fruits of the Spirit, rather. And you can have the 8, however you count it, Christian graces. Some people say 7, some say 8. But now you can have in your life an abundance of love. Now the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no limit. I can have as much love. I've been given a raise so I can love folks. I've been given a raise so I can have joy. Of all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Is that all right? I can have peace. in the middle of a storm. Is that all right? The storm may be raging, but my soul is anchored in the Lord. Is that all right? Why? Because God has given me a raise. And against such, there is no limit. It ain't no limit on how much joy you can have. Ain't no limit on how much peace you can have. Ain't no limit on how much goodness you can have. Why? Because Christ y'all know what that means. Christ has given me a raise. Then when I look at the Christian graces, add to your faith virtue. That's your starting point. Virtue is from the Greek word arete. It means courage or manliness. It means excellence. I'm free to live an excellent life. I don't know whether y'all hear, but I told you, you got a raise. I said, you got a raise. Amen. To virtue add knowledge. You are to raise, and we want to thank God. You've responded to Bible school. And we got more people coming to Bible school now than we had in a long time. And we're glad about that. Because people know that's where it's at. Amen. And just to help you to come, we have you a breakfast every first Sunday. Is that all right? You have coffee, muffins, biscuits, ham, sausage, milk, apple juice. Huh? That's why some of y'all couldn't get from back there today. Preach, Moss. Is that all right? Because people understand the value of knowledge. And you add to knowledge temperance, which is self-control. And you add to temperance patience. And when you got patience, you don't give up on folks. You don't write folks off. You ain't always been this pretty either. Might take a little time for folks to get it together. But I say this, if a person is trying to get it together, let's encourage that brother. Let's encourage that sister. Maybe they ain't dotting all the I's. Maybe they ain't crossing all the T's. But they're trying to get it together. And let us help them. Is that all right? And you add to patience brotherly kindness. That means we need some kindness in the church. I want to thank Sister Milton doing a beautiful job of decorating back there. Wonderful job. Thank Ed Bailey for that wonderful breakfast. I want to thank everybody had a role or a place to play in there. And Brother Milton doing a great job leading the educational program. You see, I want to give folks some praise while they can hear it. Folks be dead. And yeah, you know, Brother Moss was a great preacher. He dead now, though. Hello? Let me smell some flowers while I'm living. Is that all right? Most people going to say something nice about you when you're dead. Hello? Is that right? But give somebody some praise while they can give somebody a raise. Maybe if you pat somebody on the back, maybe that'll help them to rise to the next level. You just don't know. Is that all right? I told my brother here he is today, and he said last Sunday, it's hard for me to do that, but here he is today. I said, brother, you're doing a good job. You need a raise. You need a raise. Is that all right? And that's why God gave us a raise. And then you add to brotherly kindness, you add love. You add love. And you and Brother Hillary, let's run over. Let's conclude the lesson. Here's the lesson. Run over to 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want you to start reading at verse 8. And this lesson will be yours. 2 Peter chapter 1. And look at verse number 8. Now, he talked about those Christian graces that Brother Jesse read about. 8 of them, faith and all those down through their virtue, knowledge and temperance and patience and brotherly kindness and love. Now, what does it say in verse number 8?
For if these things be in you. And abound.
So here's the thing, church. All of us got work to do. We got to build a life. You see, you're not going to become a better person by accident. You got to have a plan. And what ought to be part of your plan, make Bible class a part of your plan. Make Bible class a part of your plan. Read, brother, here, what does it say?
And abound.
And abound.
They make you.
They abound, Jackie, means ever increasing. Ever increasing. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, 8, be ye steadfast. Always raising the roof. Always increasing. You hear that? Be always. Don't cut back. Increase. Read, Brother Hillary.
They make you.
They make you.
That ye shall neither be barren.
That you shall neither be barren.
Nor unfruitful.
Nor unfruitful. You want to be a fruitful Christian? Do you? If you let these 8 things and the fruits of the Spirit, because the Lord has given you a ray, how are you going to live now? Amen. They make you, come on. You shall neither be barren nor.
Nor unfruitful.
In the what?
In the knowledge of our Lord.
In the
Jesus
knowledge
Christ.
Of Christ. Come on.
But he that lacketh.
But if you lack these things.
Is blind.
If you lack these things. Faith and knowledge and virtue and temperance and patience. And brotherly kindness and love. Read.
And cannot see your far.
You
off.
Can't see the future.
And hath forgotten that.
And you've forgotten. When you got baptized. You know what God did for you when you got baptized into Christ? He washed away all your sin. Is that deep? All your sin he did in one fell swoop. He washed away what? He gave you a raise, didn't he? Is that right? Read it.
And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
You were cleansed from your old sins.
Wherefore the rather?
Brethren, give diligence
to make your calling.
Make sure you go to heaven.
And election.
Wait a minute. Make sure you go to heaven. It's up to you. If it's to be, it's up to you. Is that right? Make sure you go to heaven. Why? By giving diligence to make your calling
and election,
sure. Read.
For if you do these things.
If you do these things.
You shall never fall.
You will never fall.
For so an inch.
Wait a minute. So that's a raise, isn't it? If you add these things in abundance in your life, you will never fall. Is that good news? Folks be saying, well, I sure hope I make it. I sure hope I make it. That ain't no plan. That ain't no plan. Well, child, you say, well, child, I sure hope so. That ain't no plan. The man just read, if you do these things, you will what?
You shall never fall.
Read on.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you.
And God says, listen, oh, hallelujah. This shouting ground right here. God says, one glad morning when this life is over, you're going to have an abundant interest into heaven because he gave you a raise. Read it, Brother Hillary.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you
abundantly
into the everlasting
kingdom. And let me tell you something else. I know we used to say, if the righteous scarcely be saved, let me tell you, sir, the righteous are not going to be scarcely saved. Did you hear me? when he talked about the righteous scarcely being saved, it's talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. People who are going to heaven are going to be an abundant interest. In fact, the Bible teaches that Christians will have boldness in the day of judgment. You know why they have boldness? Because they've been given a raise. Is that all right? Read it, Brother Hillary.
Ministered unto you. Abundantly.
Where?
Into the everlasting kingdom.
Into the everlasting kingdom.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Into the everlasting, Brother Milton, into the everlasting kingdom. All I got to do is live like I got a raise. Huh? You got a raise? Y'all got a raise on your job? If I hear Brother Moss, I ain't going to tell you. It's all right. I mean, that's good, too. I can respect that. You know, I can relate to that. But the Lord know it. Is that all right? He know what all of us got. Is that right? But since you've been given a raise, bless you. About time for me to quit, Pat. I'm finna quit, baby. Amen. And so he'll give you a raise, Jackie. You realize how blessed you are? You've been raised out of death, and Christ became poor to make you rich. But not just you. All of us. Amen. Ain't God good? Isn't he good to just give me all of that? That'll bring tears to your eyes. That'll touch your heart. It'll make you want to live. That's why I say I worship God. I serve God. I honor him. Don't always get it right. But I do have an attitude toward the Lord where I love him. And I do appreciate him. And I can tell you one thing that I know is true. I ain't going to leave the Lord. Huh? Come hell or high water, I ain't going to leave the Lord. He's been too good to me. In fact, I'm looking forward to seeing him face to face. Can you say amen to that? Wouldn't it be a grand thing to look at the man who died for you? And he'll tell you one day when you stand in his presence, you see what my grace did for you. His grace carries you all the way through life. That's why the hymnologist said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Ain't that wonderful? Was grace brought me safe thus far? And glory, oh, glory, grace gonna carry me on. Is that all right? I know God can give me a raise because he is the bread of life. I know God can give me a raise because he is the resurrection and he is the life. Yes, I know God can give me a raise because he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. Is that all right? I know he can give me a raise because he can make blind eyes see. He can make crippled legs walk. He can make twisted limbs will straighten at his touch. Is that all right? He can raise the dead. He can heal the sick. Is that all right? And that's why I said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, oh Lord, whether shall I go? Is that all right? Yes, God put the spots on the leopard. God put the stripes on the zebra. God put the wiggle in the worm. God put the big in the elephant. God put the small in the ant. And God gave me a raise. Raised me out of spiritual death. Stand on your feet. And he raises me the spiritual life. And now that I got a raise, Lord have mercy. How am I going to live? How many want to see this church go to the next level? All we got to do is let people in the church live like they got a raise. Live like you are you rich? You rich in Christ? So like there's a story told two young girls were counting their pennies one day. Girls said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The other girl said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She only had 8. She said 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, the girl said, you ain't got but 8. How you gonna count to 15? She said, my daddy promised me 7 more. All right. And I'm counting them too. Is that all right? Let me tell you something. When God promised you something, it's better than money in the bank. Can you say amen tonight? Are you thankful that God gave you a raise? Do you appreciate the fact you got a raise? He raised you up out of spiritual death, and he's raised you to walk in. So you can have as much love and joy and peace and self-control in your life as you can stand. Is that all right? And I can say, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what I want to thank you, Jesus gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love him.